Now Warsaw, WRSW, 1480 AM and W259 BJ, 99.7 FM, Warsaw, Indiana. This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Great to have you with us on this Saturday morning. It's a snowy start to this Saturday. We did have some snow come in during the evening and overnight hours. It left about an inch of snow total on the ground, which means if your vehicle is outside, you're going to have some work to do. It's not a big deal. It's not heavy snow. It's that light, fluffy, grainy kind of snow. I was able to move it out of my driveway with a shop broom, so just make sure you get your car cleaned off before you start. On the program today, we're talking with Matt Moore about Saturday's comfort behind win over Westville, Tuesday's big blowout win over Fort Wayne Northrop, and we'll get a preview of today's next-to-last game of the season, of the regular season, against Hammond Morton. So that's coming up this afternoon at 1. You can hear the game at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. Then Anthony DeBroda will be here. We'll be talking about the girls' swim team who wrapped up their season in Indianapolis last weekend. None of the Lady Tigers made it to the state finals, and so we will recap their season coming up. The boys are swimming in the sectionals today at the Tiger Pool, so we'll talk about that next week. And then Coach DeBro will be back on the show in a couple weeks to talk about the state finals. So we're going to talk with him twice this year. It's something that I have been thinking about. Why do we do swimming all at once when we can do them two different teams, two different times? And so that's what we're going to do. The first show is today, and we will talk with him in just a little bit. Plus, scores and schedules, not a lot left. We're winding down the winter sports season, and the spring sports season hasn't quite kicked into gear yet. So we have lots to do today. Let's get to it. We'll start with Matt Moore coming up next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade, and with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
It's back. Splendor Boats Indoor Boat Sale and Open House. 2 days only at their Silver Lake location on Friday, February 16th from 3 until 7 p.m. and Saturday, February 17th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Family fun with Quest and South Bay pontoons or custom-built catamaran deck boats for cruising, fishing, and tubing. All available models will be on display. Check out the inventory online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. The Indoor Boat Show and Open House Friday, February 16th and Saturday, February 17th at their Silver Lake location on State Road 15. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Basketball is a game where your team could play man defense, zone defense, motion offense, press. You could focus on shooting threes or scoring in the post. Whatever strategy you use, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Alder for Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future.
Let Alder for Bergen be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alder for Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderforbergen.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company in Warsaw, on News Now Warsaw, continues as Roger is joined by boys basketball coach Matt Moore.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw with Matt Moore, the head boys basketball coach at Warsaw Community High School, getting ready to wrap up the regular season. And since we talked, you've played twice. Saturday, a white knuckler, right down to the final minutes of the game against Westville. And then Tuesday, not so much. Your guys really needed a big, comfortable win on Tuesday, because there haven't been many comfortable games this season.
There really haven't, and was really proud of just the joy they had playing together. And, you know, like I mentioned, we were really trying to minimize our focus on outward things and, you know, their ability to compete, have a championship-level effort, contest all shots, and then, you know, stacking stops together. And then offensively, it was very simple. Let's hunt big advantage shots. And I thought all our guys did a great job of those things in that game on Tuesday. And you started to see some of them loosen up a little bit and some of the joy. And then, you know, I think we're getting down to the point where you start to feel the ending is near. And without clarity of when that's going to be, The practices are numbered, the opportunities are numbered, and so there's a sense of, you know, sometimes when you get to the end, you start thinking about the beginning, and we're kind of at that point now in the season.
Let's go back to Saturday's game. That was two teams, Warsaw and Westville, who had played on Friday, who had given a lot on Friday as far as energy and effort, and neither team looked like it had a lot going on Saturday for like three quarters.
Yeah, I think for us even, that's the fifth game in 10 days. I do think some of that started to show, but, you know, there's some unfamiliarity there that maybe plays a part in that. Some of it may be, you know, not really looking at your opponent the way that you should, but nonetheless, I felt like our guys did a really good job of just responding, and we figured out and found something that eventually worked for us, and that was important, and I thought Carson did a really nice job of kind of asserting himself in the second half late. Brant did a really nice job in the zone pressure to really kind of start turning them over a little bit, and then you saw us kind of explode there. Robbie hit some shots, and then we got it rolling, and then you think, well, why can't you do that all the time? And that's the question that we're seeking too. And so the beauty is, I think the guys really take some confidence from that. So you take that last quarter in the game on Saturday, and you roll that into the four quarters we had on Tuesday, and now all of a sudden, now you're trending in a direction, and you're hoping that, you know, you can go into this weekend and carry that momentum with you.
Finlinson is the guy I want to spend some time talking about. He was not able to play for the varsity last year, played on the JV, and I know it's not the same, but he had some big shots and some big moments for the JV last year. We started to call him Big Shot Bob, and now he's carried that over into the varsity, and his two big three-pointers started that 25-5 run that ended the game.
Yeah, I mean, such a weapon to have a guy like Robbie shooting 47% from three. And he just does a nice job of kind of getting to his mid-range. I would like to see him continue to get to the free throw line because he's such a good shooter in that sense. And he can get to the basket, he can post up a little bit, and he's kind of found a little rhythm in terms of his shot. And I think guys are looking for him. I think for him to have confidence to shoot the ball the way that he is, I think it means that guys believe in him as well. And he's been a big boost here in some of these big games we've had of hitting a big shot at the right time or just keeping a drive alive or extending a gap. And that's where I think for him it's been neat to see, because it is hard playing on the junior varsity or not really being in the mix with a group of guys that play together for a while and then being inserted into that and kind of having a role. And so our guys have done a great job of accepting him, and he's done a really nice job of kind of fulfilling the roles that we've had for him.
When things started going good on Saturday, they really went good, and your guys at both ends really looked sharp.
Yeah, it was fun. I don't really, you know, we've tried to really pinpoint for us going into the tournament, what do we have to really improve on that we can control? And we really put a lot of energy in the recent weeks of just how we're going to try to defend. And we have not defended the way I thought we were built to and how I really wanted to in my DNA. And so I can't be stubborn enough just to say we're going to do it that way. I just don't know if we're built to win the sectional if we stay down that path. And so we've had to make some adjustments as a staff in terms of what we're trying to do defensively. You're starting to see us shift a little bit and a little bit more zone, a little bit more matchup and some trapping. And, you know, we do have good length. It really puts our rebounding in question, so that's an area we have to continue to emphasize. But Tuesday in particular, we really made it difficult for Northrop to get good shots, and that's where I feel like if we can play a couple games going into tournament time and have some success in that, I think it gives our guys some confidence to be able to play the way we want to play.
Yeah, from the start, from the opening tip, your guys just looked so much more focused than they had against some other teams that appeared to be weaker than your guys are. They just were ready to go from the very start. And you look up the scoreboard at the end of the quarter, it's 25-3.
Yeah, and I feel like there's some clarity sometimes in when you assign guys specific areas to play inside of, you know, just like on offense, if we're running a play for this in particular player, for Luke Yeager, let's say, everybody knows what is expected of them, kind of the sequence of first and second and third options. Similarly, defensively for us, as we've shifted to some of the zone things, I think there's clarity in, you know, where guys' positions are, what their responsibilities are on different kinds of actions, and then when the ball's loaded versus it not being loaded. And so I do think that there's starting to reveal itself some confidence from some guys, and you're able to kind of free them up a little bit in terms of what they can do. And I think Robbie and Luke on the wings, Brant and Carson in the tandem up top, Yeager in the basket area, all those kind of play to those guys' strengths. And you come in with Drew, you come in with Maiden and Trey, they add a different element to that as well. And I feel like as we got to play in the variety of, you know, if we scored it, we were in something. If we didn't score it, we were in something else. And so it's really hard as a high school player to maybe figure out, like, am I getting trapped now or am I not getting trapped? And why am I getting pressured? Are they in man? Are they in zone? So there's just a lot of things you have to walk through mentally as an opponent that I think has been really good for us as we've kind of led into the changes we've made.
And one thing that definitely did not happen on Tuesday is your guys did not take the foot off the gas. They continue to play hard no matter who was in there, what group you had in there, what rotation you were in. You guys really played hard from start to finish.
Yeah, and I want to reward them for understanding that, you know, a lot of times if you get up on teams, I think sometimes the expectation is, well, you got to play all your bench guys. And the reality is this late in the season, like, you want to get your core guys reps as much as possible. And so that's where I think Drew and Trey and Maiden really were able to get some quality minutes. You know, Carson's minutes were cut in half. Luke and Robbie's minutes were down. And that's in large part because we want to make sure that kind of all the way around, the guys that are in that rotation, they get those opportunities. And, you know, we were able to get our junior varsity guys in, which does matter. But I think just the combinations that we have with the time that we have left is really important. And I felt like offensively they still maintain kind of that poise of, let's get great shots, let's move the basketball, let's be aggressive in terms of what we're trying to accomplish. And then you saw us continue to shoot high percentages the rest of the game.
We're still talking about those two dunks in that second quarter. Jaeger's, where he pulled the ball from way behind his head and dunked it with his right hand. And then Bricker, just literally 2 minutes of game action later, running down the lane to two-hand a follow-up home. I know you've coached at some big schools. Have you ever seen that twice in one game?
Well, not as unexpected as those two, right? Like sometimes there's a breakaway, or you can tell, like, hey, this one's coming here. Luke Jaeger's was still fantastic. Like, I just, and the thing I do really appreciate about him is when you watch him run down the floor like he's done it 38 other times, you know, and that's the quality of, like, who he is at his core. Like, you just had an unbelievable basketball play. And then Luke on the other side just follows it up with an unbelievable timing and athletic play. It was fun to see our team celebrate that, because I think we were all surprised. I think our coaching staff as well. You look at us, and I turned around to Ryan and David after the second dunk, and I go, what is going on? I just was in disbelief of, like, who are these guys that are dunking the basketball? But it is something that guys, obviously, we all of us growing up, that was the goal, to get a game dunk, right? And, you know, wow, to have those two in particular to close out the year in the Tiger Den is pretty special.
One of the things that we've been talking about with not only your team, but Lenny with the girls and the other winter sports teams, talking about consistency, and that's been a struggle for this group. Do you feel like they are starting to round into where you can count on individual guys and what they do well and maybe even what they don't do well as you start to now play this last week before the sectional begins?
Yeah, I mean, I feel, yeah, we are trending in that way. I think guys have come out of their individual slumps in some ways, but I still think, you know, our growth has to be in, you know, how we can complement one another, and not just when guys aren't shooting well, but being able to make plays for one another. And so matchups each night, whether we're playing Penn, playing Concord, playing Elkhart, like, everybody has a different matchup. And on those different nights, it could be different things that we need from you. And so I think guys have to get a feel for, you know, how are they being defended? What are teams trying to take away? And if it's not your night to take shots, can you still make plays? And that's where I feel like our growth can continue to evolve of, you know, tonight it's going to be Luke Jaeger's matchup. You know, tomorrow it's going to be Brant's matchup. The next night, Carson, you're going to have to really orchestrate some offense for us. And I think that's the versatility that we do have that kind of does create some tough matchups, because we can play a variety of ways. We've played in the 30s in one, and we've played in the 80s in one, and we've played everywhere in between. And I think we've played in overtime, we've won, we've lost a close one. So we have a lot of experience in a lot of different ways. And so a lot of it for us is just about the belief in sharing the basketball, competing at a high level, stacking stops together. And we have the skill to make shots. I don't really worry about that. We just have to continue to take care of the basketball and get quality possessions.
This afternoon's game is a really interesting one, because this is a game where you don't have to worry about tempo. They're going to dictate the tempo and the terms. And even though their record's not very good, they really get after it on defense, especially in the half court.
Yeah, and it's such a great tune-up for us in terms of just taking care of the basketball, because as much structure as you want to play in, typically, this is a game where there's probably, you're just talking about spacing and gapping and then attack. If you play on your heels, you're probably going to make mistakes and turn it over. So still want to take big advantage shots, still want to be aggressive, but get the ball down the floor, you know, play off 2 feet, move it, shot fake. First open shot we get, knock it down, because they're going to keep coming after you. And so, you know, their record is, you know, they're under 500, but if you look at their points per game and what they're giving up, it's a 1 point difference. And so that means, in theory, like, they've probably lost some games that have been one or two possession games that could have gone the other way. So, you know, they're definitely a team that is going to present some challenges to us. And we've had that, you know, with Marion and with Elkhart and with some other schools that just don't allow us to kind of play the way we want to play. We've got to do a great job of just valuing the basketball, passing and catching, as simple as that sounds, and then getting shots on the offensive end.
Who should we be watching from their team in the scouting report?
Man, I do feel like so many of them are very similar in terms of they're all going to look to shoot it or drive it. And so, you know, we've really shifted from the tendencies of the guys from an individual standpoint as we've gone to more zone of being able to try to talk about, you know, here's what we're trying to take away in terms of positioning and gapping in the zone. And so for us, it's more about, you know, finding trends of what are they trying to accomplish in terms of their offensive gaps and setups and movements. And so for our guys, we're going to have to be able to close out, but also, you know, we're going to have to defend. And so sometimes our best offense is going to get in the ball after the first shot. And if we get the first miss, then it puts us in a good position. If we're playing, you know, out of the net, then that probably doesn't bode well for us, because they're setting up their pressure and they're able to turn us over potentially.
And they've got some guys on their defensive end that like to block shots. They are happy for you to shoot it close to them because they want to go up and swat it.
Yeah, and I feel like that's the advantage I think sometimes you can have with playing teams like this. That you're not used to seeing is some of it you have to figure out on your own. Like we get a handful of timeouts, but as a basketball player, you're going to get into the regional or the semi-state with teams you probably haven't seen, especially teams in Indianapolis. Like, you're going to have to feel them out those first 3, 4, 5 minutes of the game and then make whatever adjustments that you need to make. And I feel like this is one of those atmospheres. It's an afternoon game. It's a place you've never played against a team you don't know. We can give you the scouting report, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to make adjustments as a group to kind of fit whatever they're doing to be able to combat that as they play.
Okay, it's going to be an exciting day. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. When we come back, Anthony DeBroda of the girls' swim team will be along to talk about their season. That's next here on Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw.
Whether you need to finance home improvements or a last-minute vacation, Crossroads Bank offers a variety of loan options to meet your needs, including consumer loans, home equity lines of credit, and others. Stop in and see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your bank and your life meet, Crossroads.
Traveling, double dribble, personal foul, all bad things in basketball. Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin, and hair, all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems All-Star Team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
Reynolds Town Square Furniture is having a special President's Day sale, and you're invited. Hi, this is Mike. Lazy Boy sofas, sectionals, love seats, and recliners, they're all on sale. And sign up to win the daily drawing of a $500 Reynolds Furniture gift card. Find the comfort you deserve during the limited time President's Day sale going on now at 118 West Main Street in downtown Warsaw. Reynolds Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM.
Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, brought to you by R&B Car Company with Anthony DeBroda of the girls' swimming team. We're going to talk to him twice this winter. We're going to talk to him about the boys in a couple weeks when their season's over. The girls wrapped up. I know you're proud of the group that you took with you to Indianapolis, and I know that those girls specifically worked very hard this year.
Yeah, it was so exciting to be able to get a team of girls there to state. They had a new freshman there with us as well, and then had a senior that didn't have that opportunity, Ariel Strange, to swim at state. So having her go there as well was exciting.
Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the season. You knew that, again, this year you were going to have a very young group, and so you invested a lot into those kids, and it clearly paid off.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of taken a different mindset this year with these younger kids. They got a little bit more just fire to them. You know, we always have had that, but just these younger kids have really been uppity, you know. So making sure that they're staying focused, that was a big part of it. But then making sure that we were able to get all those pieces and make sure that they're giving their best effort in every practice, I think was the biggest payoff for us at the end there.
One of the things that I like to talk to coaches about is expectations, right? What were your expectations at the beginning, and how did that play out?
The past couple of years, we've wanted to maintain, right? Make sure that as our season, our team's been building up here again, make sure that we're able to maintain where we were before and maybe even get some growth in there. Top 10s are always going to be something that I want to be able to add in as well. So that's where we were coming in, and looking at NLC, we had some a tie in the overall standing, so we were hoping that we could win that outright as well, which we did on the fourth spot.
Okay, so you're happy with your conference finish?
Yeah. You know, I was thinking that if we could maybe get a couple more kids in top eight, you know, that's something that we still got to work towards. We had, I think just about everybody may get back. There might have been one or two events where in our conference we did not get them back into consolations or finals, but that's still a move forward. Now hopefully for next year we can, as Marissa's graduating, we can get some kids to fill the role in that finals position.
Talk about your seniors. Start with Marissa.
Oh, man. It's gonna be hard next year losing her. You know, she came in as a freshman taking that step with a lot of those faster seniors that we had with Lillian Boston and Maceland, if you remember them. So seeing her graduate is almost like an end of that phase. You know, I do see the season as a bit of era, you know, as we go throughout these years. But her leadership, her speed and that sprinting, it's going to be missed, even as just a person. It's just great talking to her and connecting with her. And I'm looking forward to her coming back and visiting and being able to catch up then.
Before you go on to the others, I want you to talk about the relay at the sectional, because I heard all weekend about it, and then I got to watch the video, and I got teared up. Because she really was a whole person behind when she hit the water. And then down and back, she made all that up.
The best quote that I can give is, all season, and I'll say the quote in a minute, but all season we have been putting the eggs in the basket for this meet. No shaving, no suiting up, none of that. So when we get to Saturdays, not even on prelims, but when we get to Saturdays and she's got on the tech suit and she's shaved and she's ready, I asked her, I said, how's it feel? And she goes, yep. So I knew at that moment right there, we got a different racer on our hands.
Yeah. Can you describe how difficult it is to do what she did in that 24 and a half seconds?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it reminded me of Brenna Morgan, where it's like the Pac-Man, where you just see it closing in. And for a while there, I was like, I don't know if she's going to do it. But when you push, when she pushes off that wall, and I mean, I'm getting chills just thinking about it. And you see her closing that gap at the end, and you're thinking, is she going to do it? Is she going to do it? And you look, and she does. That's how it went down. I mean, all I could do was just jump and scream out of joy because it was so exciting. And just more for her. You know, last year, she wasn't quite where she wanted to be, and I knew she wasn't. And even I was like, I wasn't really where our goals were. So not even just getting that first place, but for her to get that time, I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, and that's a kid that doesn't draw a lot of attention to herself.
No.
She doesn't beat her chest. She just goes out and does whatever you need her to do.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's definitely the captain for us, one of them, and a leader, but she's not the loudest. She lets her actions do her speaking. I think she did a great job of that at sectionals.
Okay, talk about your other seniors.
Yeah, Ariel Strange was another one. She was able to really help fill in the role for that fourth spot. That was where, for that two free relay specifically, we were wondering who that kid was going to be. And, you know, she swam again, another great split for her at a 26.4. Not something that I would have been able to expect from her coming in at that point as well. But this entire senior class for the girls, I mean, I'm going to miss them. Joe Sellis, our consistent 500 swimmer and 200, you know, she had a great shot in first for that. But being able to get top two and three in those events, I mean, that was huge for us. Who's the other one? Liz Osborne as well. We got the other Liz's. She had a huge season as well, in her events. But even Vanderby, Elizabeth Vanderby, coming out of nowhere from running and giving swimming a shot. She was one, and a story I like telling with her too, and I'm going to say this at the banquet. When she first came out her senior year, you know, we've got our tryouts and I'm looking and I see the backstroke and I'm like, she's not going to be swimming backstroke, but okay. And then for her to break out like she did, get finals in both of her events. I mean, this was a pretty influential class for Warsaw Swim and Diving, I would say. And, even again, like I mentioned with Marissa, just out of the pool, we had so much fun. It's going to be a team I'm going to miss.
Yeah, and your younger kids were great. I know that you invested some time in Brooke Shimasaki, took her to the state finals just so she could see it last year, and that experience really paid off for her.
Yeah, you know, with her and her fly and backstroke time, again, not quite where we wanted her. Still some prelims. She was able to get some PRs, you know, obviously a day early. She didn't swim quite as well in finals. But, yeah, we put a ton of work into the pool in the summer and in the preseason. But, again, with Brooke, I'm saying she's a stroke swimmer. She's not going to be doing sprints. And then here she goes with a 25.93, getting 10th all-time in Warsaw history for sprinting. I wouldn't have guessed it. So definitely surprised me. But, man, we love where the path is going. We got a lot of wind to our back here.
And a lot of other young kids that really have shown promise, have been consistent. Consistency's been the word through the whole winter. All the coaches have talked about seeking out consistency.
Yeah, Anna Stevens, that fourth one on that leg as well. She's, you know, I'm not sure how her career is going to unfold just yet, because she was able to pull a solid split in her 50 free as well. She came in with breaststroke and IM, but with Marissa out, that might end up shifting as well, and our seniors with Ariel as well, where she's going to be. But yeah, you know, it's never fun when your top seniors are gone, or your top swimmers are your seniors and they're gone and you're trying to figure out how to fill it in. And here we are with sophomores and freshmen that are even juniors too, that are coming back and are going to be a huge addition and contribution to the team.
And talk about your divers. It was a really good year for diving. I'm disappointed for the girls that neither of them made it to the state finals.
Yeah, we were hoping that Tatiksha and Sophie would have been able to make it this year. You know, they still got two more years. Proud of Tatiksha getting that two time here for diving. She also kind of had a bit of a rough start for the season. So for her to be able to finish as that, I know that our diving coach was also real happy for her how she finished. But regionals, not able to get eighth in advance, but we did still improve. Sophie and Tatiksha, 2 years ago, they were 17th and 18th in the regional. And this year, I think Sophie was 10th. Tatiksha, I think, was 15th. So still progress moving forward, and hopefully we can get at least one of them next year into that the big dance.
Okay. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, thank you.
It's Anthony DeBroda of Girls Swimming. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rockhill Pinnock. We're proud to sponsor another year of Tiger basketball, another year of boys and girls getting ready, working hard, and preparing for their upcoming games. Are you prepared for your future? At Rockhill Pinnock, we create wills, trusts, and other documents that will help you be ready for your future and your family's future, whatever that future brings. We have more legal experience than anyone in the area. And why would you trust your family's future with anything less? Call 267-6116 for an appointment. Rockhill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Bad Rick, Bad Rick, oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue, car stalls won't start. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do? Call the boys in blue. I reckon any state, and need the best rates. Take the next step, call Riker Dinette. Go with the guys who got the best tools. If you get in a wreck, they'll come and get you. Bad Rick, Bad Rick, oh, what you gonna do? Call Riker Dinette, they'll come and get you.
Remember, when you get in a wreck,
call Riker Dinette.
You see a worn, out-of-date shower. We see an up-to-date shower with a beautiful glass enclosure custom designed for you. A Glass Doctor specialist will transform your old shower into a bright, upscale sanctuary that's timeless. It may even increase your home's resale value, all for less than you might think. Schedule an in-home design consultation with the Glass Doctor specialist today.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh, yeah!
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
We'll start the Tiger Sports Diary with the wrestling team, who finished up their season at East Chicago at the semi-state level last weekend. Warsaw had three wrestlers advance the ticket round, but none were able to advance on to this weekend's state finals. Senior wrestlers Bryce McNeese, Elias Garza, and Air Ross closed out their careers with a trip to the north. McNeese was a 10-6 winner in the opening round at 113. His 101 record for the day put his season record at 32-9, and he finished his career at Warsaw with 95 wins. He was also recognized as a first-team academic All-State this season by the Indiana High School Wrestling Coaches Association. Garza was a ticket rounder in his last trip. He was a winner by pinfall in the opening round at 120. His season wrapped up at 23-8, and his career win total was 78. Aaron Ross dropped his opening match at 157. He finished his senior year at 21-12 with 70 career wins. He was also an academic All-State honoree for the second team. Juniors Cameron Kaufman and Danny Moon closed out their 23-24 seasons in East Chicago as well. Kaufman had a terrific season, winner by pinfall in the opening round. His 36-7 record, the most wins by a Tiger since 2017. That was Kyle Hatch when he won 50 to set the school record. Cameron was also named to the junior first team academic All-State list. Moon lost in a narrow decision to close his season at 31-8, and he also was an academic All-State honoree from Warsaw, making the second team junior list. So congratulations to Chris Huber and the wrestling team on a really good season. We'll be talking with Hubes coming up next Saturday on this program. The boys' swim prelims in the sectional were held on Thursday night, and this sets everything up for today's championship rounds. So in the preliminaries of the 200 medley relay, Warsaw's team of Josh Warner, Aiden Teo, Michael Webster, and Ethan Farrar came in third, so they'll be right in the middle of the pool. In the 200 freestyle, Griffin Brown was third and Alex Bowers eighth. They'll both be in the A final today. And Aiden Teo was 10th, so he'll be in the B final. In the boys 200 IM, Kalen Swinehart was second in the prelims. Michael Webster was sixth and Brady James was eighth. So Warsaw with a chance to make a big bounty in the pool in that event because they have three of the top eight in the finals. Also, in the 50 free, Diego Manwaring was fourth and Elijah Zog was seventh. They'll be in the A finals and Ethan Farrar will be in the B finals. He was 10th. In the 100 butterfly, Griffin Brown was fourth and Josh Warner sixth. Aiden Teo finished 11th. In the 100 freestyle, Warsaw's Elijah Zog and Diego Manwaring finished 7th and 8th. Technically, they were tied at 50.79, so they'll be on the outside of the pool today on either side. And Matthias Nabia finished in 13th. In the boys 500 free, Warsaw went 4-5 with Alex Bowers and Jonah Potter. They'll be in the A final. Logan Miller finished 11th. In the boys 200 freestyle relay, it was Griffin Brown, Alex Bowers, Elijah Zog, and Diego Manwaring emerging from the prelims in third place. So they'll be right there in the middle of the pool today. In the 100 backstroke, Warsaw had two in the top eight. Josh Warner, fifth. Ethan Farrar, seventh. Jonah Potter just barely missed. And I mean just barely missed, making it into the A final by 0.02
of a second. He finished in ninth. In the breaststroke, Kalen Winehart was second. Michael Webster was fourth. They'll be in the championship round today. Brady James came in 10th. In the 400 free relay, Orsa's team of Josh Warner, Matthias Namia, Elijah Zog, and Griffin Brown finished in third. So the finals are today. More on that here in just a minute. The gymnastics team was in action this week. Tuesday, they traveled to Lakeland to take on the Lady Lakers. Individually, in the vault competition, Adasia Wells' score of 8.425 was good enough for second place. Liliana Rock finished in fourth with a score of 7.95. Myra Marshall came in with a score of 7.25 in that event. Wells was second. Rack was fourth in that event. In the bars, Adasia Wells was tied for second with a score of 7.1. Liliana finished with a score of 4.8. In the beam competition, Warsaw had Adasia Wells finishing in fifth with a score of 6.925. Liliana finished with a score of 5.65. Myra finished with a score of 4.05. And then in the floor competition, Adasia Wells was second with a score of 7.7. And Liliana Rack finished in fifth with a score of 7.25. Final team scores, Lakeland 94.9, Warsaw 67.1. In the all-round competition, Adasia Wells was second with a score of 30.15, and Liliana Rock finished in fourth place with a score of 25.65. That brings us to the current. The Boys Swimming and Diving Championships continue at the Tiger Pool. That competition is already underway today. And, of course, the boys' basketball team plays at Hammond Morton this afternoon. That's 1 o'clock Eastern Time, our time, JV tip-off. So we'll go on the air at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. Sunday and Monday are off days for competition. Tuesday is the Diving Regional at South Bend Riley. Warsaw will have, no doubt, lots of participants there. And then the boys wrap up the regular season in basketball at Tippecanoe Valley. What an atmosphere that is going to be on Tuesday. Valley won last night at Lebanon by double digits. So they're 14-6 on the season. They're having a very good year. Warsaw's coming to town. Going to be a big crowd. Get there early. Should be a lot of fun. We'll go on the air at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And then on Friday, the swimming and diving state finals are down at the Natatorium in Indianapolis. That competition begins on Friday at 6. The finals round begins at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And the gymnastics sectional is next Saturday as well. That will be at Lakeland and Angola, DeKalb, East Noble, Elkhart, Lakeland, Peru, Plymouth, Warsaw, Wauwatosa, and West Noble will be all there competing. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone. No matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
This is Dr. Steve Holler, former Warsaw Tiger basketball player. Holler Dental Group is a three-generation, locally owned dental practice. We are located in front of Edgewood Middle School and have been helping Tiger fans for almost 60 years. We have a highly trained and talented doctor team and a caring staff that all live, work, and play in this community. Check us out for a second opinion or a new patient visit at hollerdentalgroup.com. Rip 'em up, tear 'em up, go Tigers!
And now, for a final thought on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, here's Roger.
That's going to do it for the show today. We'll be back again next week. Chris Huber of the wrestling team will be on with us. And then Anthony DeBroda will be back on in 2 weeks to wrap up the swim season as well. And of course, Matt Moore will be with us to talk about basketball. His bunch is on the road today at Hammond Morton for an afternoon game. That is a 1 o'clock JV start, our time. So we'll go on the air at 12:55 on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to the coaches for being here this morning, Coach Moore and Coach DeBroda. Thanks to Tanya Douglas for sending in the gymnastics scores. thank our sponsors, especially R&B Car Company and, of course, the Warsaw Donut Shop, who always supplies donuts for our coaches and players. And thank you for spending your Saturday with us. We will talk at you at Hammond Morton coming up at 12:55. Have a great Saturday.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. News Now, Warsaw, 1480 AM and 99.7 FM.
Your wife, I want you to come into this marriage without almost half a million dollars saddled around our brand new love. And we haven't seen anybody be successful without just getting radical about it. And I did it too. I didn't have this many. I had six figures, but I didn't have 460. But it was something about just burning all the ships and just being like, dude, we are scorched earth and coming up for air 18 months later and our whole life was different. But we sold our house. We sold everything, man.
Based on your lifestyle, nobody should know that you're a dentist that makes $275.
Yeah.
You should look like a broke guy who's an undergrad just trying to make it. For the next 3 years, do that, you're going to be so wealthy for the next 30 after that.
Yeah, I do live in a one-bedroom apartment already, and I refuse to, like, buy a house right now.
Good, man.
When are you getting married?
But I think I just need to, in April of 2025.
So about a year from now.
About a year.
Is she working?
Yeah, she's in a residency program.
Okay. So your income will drastically increase a year from now, not just your own, but also with the dual income.
All right.
So that's going to
speed
this up.
What's your debt load going to be?
Her debt load is a lot less than mine. It's about $200K of medical school, but she will make projected about $300,000 a year, and my income hopefully will continue to go up. It's gone up every year. But
if you guys are making $600,000 and you've knocked yours down by $120K a year from now, even a little more by the time the wedding happens, then you're looking at what, $340,000, and she's got $200,000. So you'll have a huge chunk of debt, but you'll also have an amazing income. Both of you will be debt free 2 years into your marriage if you do this the right way.
Yeah.
And so this is not a life sentence. I feel like right now you're just looking at the mountain going, oh my gosh, this is 10 years of my life. And we're saying, dude, this is two or three if you do it our way.
Yeah.
Are these broken out into a bunch of little loans?
I have a private loan. That's just one big sum, and then my federal loans, they have, like, little subcategories.
Good.
Some are 30K, 40K, and others are, like, 3K, 4K.
The debt snowball is your best friend. I want you to list them each out in an every dollar budget. I'm going to gift you every dollar premium so that this makes it even easier. It'll connect to your bank account, all that good stuff, and it'll create the debt snowball for you.
Oh, you already bought it? That's awesome.
Yeah.
We'll give you an extra one so that when it renews, you'll have a year to go. Because this is a journey, man.
Is your
take home check about 17 a month?
Yeah, it's a biweekly.
Okay.
And it ranges anywhere from 7 to 8 to 9. It just depends on how busy I am and kind of what I'm doing.
So if you don't have a car payment and you live in a one bedroom apartment, what are you spending $7,000 a month on?
Well, that was paid up my car, like, again, 20-something K in a couple months. But I just haven't been smart with my money because I didn't have this mindset. I don't lie or BS it.
You're like me, dude. Like, we're the same team. Same team.
I was just kind of free-flowing. I, bought an engagement ring. We went to Cabo for a wedding. We stayed for a week. It's just kind of a mess.
Cool. It was, and now it's all going to be different now. And in 24 months, 36 months, you're going to look up and you're going to be a free man with a household income of $600,000. Y'all are going to be so wealthy. And your brother's going to say, all right, it's time to sell buy the practice. And you're going to say, well, I'm going to need 4 more years because I'm paying cash for this thing. I'm not going to take a huge loan out for it. That's amazing, man. You're on your way.
Hang on the line. We're going to get you another year of every dollar premium on us, Mike. This is The Ramsey Show.